North Dakota Elementary and Secondary Education is working with the state's colleges and universities to reduce the number of remedial classes that college freshmen have to take. The Department of Public Instruction says this effort has been dubbed Choice Ready.
And I think a piece of that is really helping our students make the right choice for themselves.
State School Superintendent Kirsten Basler says the goal is to make sure all students have made the right choice for them on which path they want to pursue after high school.
Do they want to go to a four-year school? Do they want to go to a technical school and receive, you know, technical training for a certificate? Do they want to join the military? Do they possibly want to enter immediately into the workforce? Our responsibility is to make sure that they have the knowledge, the skills, and the disposition so that they are prepared to do whatever they choose to do.
Basler says the transitional years from elementary to middle school and middle school to high school are important for students to determine what career path to explore. She says students can then set a class and an interest schedule to match those goals.
The last thing that we want to see a student have happen to them is at the end of their senior year, they decide this is the choice I want to make, and they look back and say, well, I really didn't take the courses that prepared me for this.
A member of the State Board of Higher Education says he too is concerned about the number of students who have to take remedial classes. Mike Ness was school superintendent in Hazen, North Dakota. He says students should be prepared when they come to college. But Ness is also concerned about graduation rates. And he says a lot of that is getting students in the right programs to start with.
You know, I have real concern that we have students who are going to college just because their friends went there or their mom told them to go there or whatever it may be, not because that's a good place for a good fit for them. And college is way too expensive to take on that type of loan and fail after 2 or 3 years and go into a different program.
Ness says students should be encouraged to look at two-year schools as an alternative. And he says he believes the two-year schools should handle those remedial courses.
I think the four-year colleges should be for the students who are going to stay there, not take a lot of remedial classes, get done in 4 or 5 years. That would be my goal.
Ness says he supports the idea of counselors at the middle and high school levels helping students decide whichever career path they should take. For Prairie Public, I'm Dave Thompson.